So what happens to the leaders? The Pharisees and Sadducees came and to test Jesus, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. Prove to my mind. So the Pharisees got it all worked out. Now, Jesus, if you could fit into this category, we'd accept you. If I could only see where you fit, show me and I'll accept you if you can do this or this or this or this. Jesus answered, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. Jesus answered them, when it's evening you say it'll be fair weather, the sky is red. In the morning you say it'll be stormy today, the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you can't interpret the signs of the times. It's almost like you can read the sky, but you can't read heaven. An evil and adulterous generation asks for a sign, and the only sign given it will be the sign of Jonah. When they finally killed him and buried him, perhaps then they might see. We conclude tonight. When the disciples reached the other side, they'd forgotten to bring any bread. That's been the theme of this tonight. They forgot bread. Jesus said to them, watch out and beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. That inner bitterness, pride, control, I don't quite know how to name it, that puffs them up and actually directs their thoughts and minds and religious behavior and all of that. Beware of it. And they said to one another, it's because we have brought no bread. And becoming aware of it, Jesus said, you of little faith, why are you talking about having no bread? It's a good conclusion for all of us tonight. Why might you or I think that we can't nourish others as God wants us to nourish them? Not as we'd want to, but as God wants. Why do we think we haven't got the resources to do God's will now? If you do think that, you're absolutely wrong. Why do you think it? Why do I think it at times? We can always do God's will now. Because God's will is to love with whatever we've got. And we've got it. Why are you talking about having no bread? Said Jesus. Do you still not perceive? Are you still blind? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets you gathered over? You've got a basket each, food. What are you talking about? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets did you gather? 7, complete perfection of number for now. How could you fail to perceive that I was not speaking about bread? Why do you read the scriptures so blindly? Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So they understood that he'd not told them to beware of the yeast of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So whatever this community is going to be that Jesus is forming, Matthew has gone to a lot of trouble for himself, for the leaders of his own Christian community in Antioch, and for us in the church, to be very careful that leadership is not of that kind. And that has prepared us for the scene we'll do next week, which is the climax. It's the scene at Caesarea Philippi when Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of God, and Jesus says, blessed are you, Peter, on this rock I will build my church. So we'll come back to that next Tuesday. Thank you very much.